Steerike!
Hello, sports fans. This is Papa Romeo with your KBMF Sports Report. Montana Tech rolled up 932 yards as the Ortiggers rolled to a 93-19 homecoming football victory over MSU Northern on Bob Green Field. Jed Fike rushed for 247 yards and four touchdowns on just 12 carries, four of them for touchdowns. Tech's previous record for points in a game was 70 when the Ortiggers beat the Lights 70-27 earlier this season in Havre. The Ortiggers nearly reached that in the first half, where they tallied 66. Heading into this season, Tech's record was 66 points in a game. Quinn McQuarrie threw for 295 yards and three touchdowns in less than a half of work. He hit Tanner Osborne for two scores and Sean Sullivan for another. Backup quarterback Davin Norris threw for two scores, and Butte Central grad Danny Peoples, the third quarterback, ran in for a score. The win lifts Tech to 6-1 in Frontier Conference play, and the Ortiggers have three games left, starting with next week's home game against Rocky Mountain College. After a trip to the College of Idaho the following Saturday, the Ortiggers will close out the regular season November 11th at home against Southern Oregon. The Butte Central Maroons punched their ticket to the Class A state playoffs Friday night with a hard-fought 30-12 win over a tough Corvallis Blue Devil squad on Bob Green Field at Montana Tech. The Maroons scored first when quarterback Thomas McGree ran one in, and the home team never trailed. Cade Holter was back in the lineup, this time as a receiver, where he hauled in a pair of TD strikes, one of them a 68-yarder. Ryan Moodry added the score on the ground to round out BC's offensive output. Central will now play at Dillon Beavers in a first-round playoff game next weekend in a rematch of a 13-6 contest won by Dillon earlier in the season. Four different Billings Skyviews players ran for touchdowns Thursday night as the Falcons downed Butte High 46-8 in the Class AA football game at Dallas Stadium. The outcome eliminated the Bulldogs from playoff contention. Butte High, now 2-7, will play host to Missoula Big Sky next Friday at Naranchi Stadium. The Bulldogs will honor their seniors and their parents before the game, which will be the final one of the season. Montana Tech's volleyball team made short work of Lewis Clark State College on Saturday, 2 days after a disappointing 5-set loss to Carroll College. The number 14 Ortiggers beat the Warriors in straight sets in the Frontier Conference match. Montana Tech improved to 7-1 in league play and 17-7 overall. The Ortiggers hit the road to play at Montana Western and Rocky Mountain College next week. Butte High's volleyball team put up a 3-set non-conference win over Dillon last Thursday. Butte High's record is now 3-14, and the Dogs will finish the season on the road this week with Eastern AA conference matches at Bozeman on Tuesday and Billings Skyview on Thursday. Butte Central's volleyball team dropped a 4-game match to Stevensville Saturday at MAC. The Maroons went 0-10 in Southwestern A matches this season and will take a 2-12 overall record into the district tournament. As a 6th seed, it's likely they will play Stevensville, the probable 3rd seed, in Friday's 4 p.m. opening match of the tournament in Frenchtown. The top 4 teams from the district tournament will advance to the divisional in Butte. Montana Tech's women's basketball team jumped out to a 19-2 lead and never trailed in a 102-32 victory over Yellowstone Christian College Saturday at the Hyper Complex in their season opener. The Ortiggers saw 13 players score points, including Kaylin Coverdale's game-high 15. Coverdale also grabbed 7 rebounds in the big win. The Ortiggers play again Thursday when they host Northwest Indian College. Tech's men open their season Friday at home against Yellowstone Christian College. At last Saturday's state cross-country meet, Butte High's Aubrey Corcoran put an exclamation point on an outstanding freshman season by running to 20th place in the Class AA race. Corcoran finished the 5K course on a Windy Bill Roberts course in 19 minutes, 48 seconds to post the highest finish by any Butte High or Butte Central runners. Savannah Parks, BC's lone girl runner, crossed in 23:29. Among the Class AA boys, junior Jake Vetter paced the Bulldogs in 17:39, while Butte Central senior Brian McGeehan closed out his outstanding prep running career with a time of 18:09. This has been Papa Romeo with your KBMF Sports Report. Thanks for listening.